Jay uses his daily bonus minutes to call his mummy before bedtime. Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Big Brother's Big Ears.
Hello, this is Bex.
Hello, this is Luke.
This is Dale. You're listening to Big Brother's Big Ears.
Whenever I'm listening to radio, it's always on.
Big Brother's Big Ears. Live from channel4.com/Big Brother with Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney.
Welcome
to the show.
Big Brother
is listening.
Yeah, there's no... Gemma's not here. I got a phone call this morning at 10 o'clock from Gemma saying, I can't be bothered to come in. It's the last week. I'm getting drunk every night. So she's not bothered turning up. So it's just me. This is Big Brother's Big Ears, an internet radio show, it says here on the script, all about Big Brother, which you can also download as a podcast to listen to whenever you like. Lisa's here.
Woo!
High five me, Lisa.
High five.
Yeah. You're the hottest chick in the house.
Well, wow, really?
Oh, yeah, definitely. No way. I say this quite openly. All throughout the series, I thought you were quite a stunning looking.
Thank you.
Lady.
We're going to have some fun tonight, aren't
we? Yeah,
we're
going to have a little bit of fun because Mario's out there. He's contractually not allowed to speak on this show, so he can't say anything. Bring it on. Now, if you want to give us a call and speak to Lisa, you can do it. It's 0871 200 1048. Calls cost 10 pence a minute from BT Landline. Calls from other networks may vary, and for mobiles will cost considerably more. You can send your message... This is the boring legal bit. It's all Ant and Dec's fault. You can send your messages into us by texting EARS... followed by your comment to 83188. Text to charge at user standard network rate. But to be honest, give us a call, 0871 200 1048. Now, if you're new to the show, here are four reasons why you simply must listen for the next hour. One, Lisa's here.
Woo! I'm here. Okay. Better believe it.
Oh, I've got... Now, Rami talked about UFOs in a minute. Two, we'll be speaking to Mo and Kat, who got booted out. Oh, that's a shame, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to know what's happened.
Well, they got booted out.
I've not watched it or anything.
Well, they got booted out, I've just told you.
The build-up's
gone. They got booted out. I'm glad they got booted out, to be honest. I quite like Mo. You didn't like Mo, did you?
No, I did like Mo.
Yeah, okay.
But he was really, like, towards the end, his character deteriorated.
He went mental, didn't he?
He just got fed up and frustrated,
yeah.
And he just got really grumpy and moody. But up till a point, he was fine. We never had a problem. We had a laugh and stuff.
Can I say, I never liked Kat. Never liked her. Glad she's gone.
Cookie power!
Oh, shit. I've got one of her. Hang on. There's...
Hilaria!
Cookie power!
Usa!
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Morning, noon and night.
Oh, God. Okay, I've not even done the reasons why you should be listening. I'm going to be talking to the friends and family of the bookies' favourites, Mikey and Rachel. That'd be all right, wouldn't it? And four, as it's the last week of the show, we've got the best of Big Ears, and apparently it's very funny. Lisa's in the studio. Hi, how's it going?
It's going cool. I just filmed 8 to 10 cats.
8 to 10 cats.
So I'm raring to go.
Now with
electric.
Oh, steady on, calm down. You got a beer on. You're the first housemate to come in with a beer on.
And I've ordered another one, and I've not even finished this one yet.
Are you? What, you
no, I'm bit, just cheeky.
Bit trash.
Don't
there.
Ask, you don't get.
Now, the Mo, did he deserve to go? He did well to get that far, didn't he?
Yeah, I think Mo deserved to go. He should have gone earlier because he did have a rough time in the beginning, and I had a lot of sympathy for Mo, and all the housemates did. But then his behaviour deteriorated. He survived 2 evictions.
Yeah.
And he should have been, when he was the head of house, he should have been elated. And he was just like moaning about everything. He was really like lazy. He didn't want to help with the cooking and cleaning. And
yeah,
he was just really moody and grumpy.
Surely
and frustrated.
Though, Rex and Darnell, Big Brother should have said this week, Rex, Darnell, you are bullies. Get out now. They were awful, weren't they, this week?
Yep, even Rex. He's been controlling the house from day one.
Yeah.
And he's been very, very lucky. I think he controls Big Brother. Good on you, boy. He's the first one to achieve that.
Are you pissed? You're slurring your words a bit, love. Come on.
I've not slept for 4 nights. No, is it three nights?
Hey, Mario.
I don't even know what night it is. I don't know what day it is. Is it the third day, the fourth night? I've had no sleep. I'm on a high. I'm engaged. It's all going on. Oh,
let's have a look at the ring.
It's huge.
Oh,
it's a lot to take in.
Yeah,
and
massive,
I need to catch up on my kit.
That's massive.
Been busy. With Mario. From Witness. Mario from Witness. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Let's talk about Mario.
Okay.
Let's be honest, he's nothing special. I'm better than him. Take the ring off. Let's run away. You don't need him. You don't need him.
It's gonna take more than that, babe. You know what I mean?
I've got some Carmex. You can have it.
So I don't want it. I don't want it.
Okay. You sound like my gran after a few gins, to be honest. and there you go as well. Who do you think is going to win? Because I think this year's Big Brother is particularly close, because everyone was thinking, well, Kat's gone in with a good chance.
Yeah, we was brainwashed into believing Kat was going to win from day one. Every day, a lot of the majority of the housemates have said Kat will win. She's this, she's that, she's amazing. We've always thought, me and Mario have always thought Mikey would win.
Yeah.
And I think Sarah might win. It's Mikey or Sarah, definitely. But I've thought Mikey from day one.
Yeah.
Sarah came in a month later. She's done very, very well to survive.
Well, but I think Rex is in with a good chance.
But also now, Rex is very popular. He's got a good social side, and he speaks very, very well, and he's very funny.
Yeah.
He just gets a bit controlling, and he's a wind-up merchant, and sometimes he can upset the ladies, and he just gets a little bit OTT there. But I think it's going to be Rex, Sarah and Mikey.
Rex has been a bit of a knob recently, hasn't he? In all honesty.
Yeah, he has. And he does like wind the women up, and he thinks he's a top dog, and he likes to be. And he can cause a lot of controversy in the house.
He causes a lot of controversy. Right, OK, 0871 200 1048 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. People are calling in already. But first of all, Patrick, what's been going on in the house since Friday?
Live from channel4.com/Big Brother.
He's the laziest git on the planet. Generally, every person who's got head of house has been proud of getting head of house because they've actually worked to get it. And Mohammed just got given it, and he's the worst head of house ever.
Every single week, you're just down about other people.
What the hell are you talking about, Kat? What the hell?
No, it's not fair.
Don't sit here and try to make me look like I don't have care, not feelings. I know who I am on the street, all right? I know what I've done. You know what I'm saying? How can I compete against that? I'm not gonna have some 30-year-old lady make me look like I'm not a good person, dude.
No,
leave me alone, dude. I can't compete with you, honestly. Nothing happened to you today. I don't hate you. How are you gonna say that to me? How are you gonna put that on me? Don't come around me and tell me that I hate you. You can't come to people and tell them that they hate you and tell them they've done things to you. No one's done nothing to you.
If I was you right now and I had all these cigarettes and I'd only given you one pack and rationed you with one packet, I kept six for myself plus two packets of roller tobacco.
Don't look at me. You still got two more packs.
Don't look at you. You're the one that took them all.
Stop,
but you had more. But you got this as well. You are so rude, Mario. You are greedy and rude.
Oh, yes, I am greedy.
I nominated you because I wanted to nominate you because you did things I didn't agree with. End of. I still like you, Rex.
No one turned on nobody. Who else would you nominate?
When am I ever very nice?
Exactly, but you were really not a nice person, and that's hence why I nominated you that week.
No, Rex, I'm not fake all day skipping around the crowds going la 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 la. It's a complete dreamer.
And that's why I nominated you.
You're a dreamer. Dreamer!
Two more days, Darnell.
Dude, you know I've been institutionalized by Big Brother, right? I'm scared to leave. I don't want to leave. I don't want to go back to life, dude.
I bet it'll be a lot more exciting when you come out. I think Big Brother has done you big favours.
No way.
0871 200 1048 is the telephone number. We've got a caller online. It's Mark. Hello, Mark.
How you doing, Lee?
Well, it's Ian, but yeah, I'm very...
Ian.
Yeah, no worries. It's
Ian, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Mark.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm not so bad, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. You right?
Lisa there?
Yeah, Lisa's here. Go on,
hello.
Flipping it.
Lisa, how are you doing, love?
Hello, I'm really well, thanks. I'm so excited. I've been having a brilliant time.
You are, I am as well. And a couple of St. Helens, only round the corner from where
you are. Oh, really? Oh, that's down the road.
I am, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We were cheering you on all the way.
Oh, thank you very much.
We really, really was. We was gutted when you actually came out. We really was.
Oh, yeah, sorry
Listen,
about
I've got
that.
I've got a question I'd like to ask you,
yes,
I may.
Go ahead.
Have you, first of all, seen any of the footage of the actual show?
I've hardly seen anything. I've had no time since I've been out the house. I've been busy doing photo shoots and catching up with phone calls and stuff. And I've hardly seen any footage, but I've just heard little bits and bobs about it.
Right, well, listen.
Looking forward to...
Katrea was backstabbing you big time.
Was
she? She was in hell. Terribly. You asked her quite nicely to tone it down a little bit in the middle of the night regarding the, you know, the happy, happy, happy house cookie club.
Cookie power!
Hilarious.
Cookie power. Yeah, she drove me insane. She kept me up at night, every night with it. Every single night, and I tolerated it.
Nicely.
Yes, it did.
She went round to the cookie club, slagging you off all the time. And that's where most of the votes came from. After seeing that, or actually hearing it, do you still think that she's genuine and she's a nice person?
No. I don't. No.
Well, that's straight into the point, no.
No, I think Kat, hang on, Mark.
Go on, Lisa. You're not.
I think Kat. I was surprised. Kat. I thought she was lovely, and I thought, yeah, she's harmless. And I think I've been too lenient, but I did tell her off for all the drama and all this. It was all like hyped and. I just thought it was a bit false.
There was a lovely clip in her best of package where she one of the many times where she runs off crying and Mario just goes, oh, boo hoo hoo, come on there. And he just starts taking the mick out of her.
Well, you'd just be having a laugh and a joke with the housemates and she'd just start crying. And he'd say, oh, quit the drama, you know, you've got a long way to go yet. It's going to get worse before it gets better.
Mark, we're slightly on the spot here because she's in the room with me, but I'm going to say it. Would you agree with me that Lisa was the most attractive woman in the house?
Oh, by far.
Totally.
By far. We actually met on BBLB, and we know how you felt about her, and we felt strongly about her as well.
Yeah.
It was my daughter's 18th on that day. And we
I gave your daughter a hug on her birthday. I remember that, yes.
That's right, mate. Yeah, be one as well. Do you remember?
I do remember, yes, and you touched me where no man should touch me. Mark, listen, thank you very much for that. 0871 200 1048. Now, Mark sounded like a nice fella, borderline. You must have met a lot of weirdos since coming out, who've like, Lisa, can I touch you? You must have been a few freaks, have there been?
No, everyone's been really lovely. Oh, okay. Everyone's very respectful. Yeah. And I think I really respected the housemates.
Yeah.
And they've been very respectful. You know, the fans and everything have been lovely with me.
Okay. Just make sure you check them for knives. You never know. There are some weirdos out there.
You've always got to have your guard up. You never know.
0871 200 1048. More of your calls after this.
Big Brother. Sponsored by the Liberty Sim from Virgin Mobile.
We have accounts, we know knackers!
Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney on Big Brother's Big Ears.
Now, I'm slightly nervous because you're here. I have to be very careful because my girlfriend Fandango is listening to the broadcast this evening, so I can't. We'll talk privately perhaps after the show. But
later.
Later on, is Mario up for a three? No, so...
Is Mario up for...
Nothing. So, I have had...
Oh, I get it.
Yes.
Delayed reaction.
Another
sorry.
Beer for the lady, please.
Oh, now, I'm not slept, I told you, I'm shattered.
I've had my eye on you since day one, Lisa, if I'm completely honest. Here are a few memories of a beautiful summer. Enjoy.
Big Brother is listening.
Lisa, can I just say, I'm going to say this in case you don't know this. Lisa is the most beautiful woman on this planet living at the moment. She is a fox. On the phone now, I'm joined by my love rival, the happiest man alive, it's Mario! I quite fancy Lisa. I'll say it again. I think she's quite saucy.
Still, Ian.
I missed
to get over it now.
I missed the end of it tonight when she was in a thong.
Has happened to Ian Lee?
Oh, God, I'm going to talk to Lisa.
Smoking pens, giggling and getting horny in the studio.
Oh,
who
Lisa.
Knows?
Oh, lovely Lisa.
First, he loves Lisa.
I quite fancy Lisa.
Oh, my God,
yeah,
really?
I don't know if you saw the bit tonight where she was just in her pants and Mario was buffing her off with a bit of orange. He was painting her orange or something. She's fit, man. A man formerly known as Sean went back to the Big Brother house, shouldn't be allowed, and robbed me of my future happiness.
Ian sneakily just told me that he wants to lick Lisa's tit.
No! Oh, what? Oh, man, I've got to say it, she's so hot. I agree, and it's
he fancies
it was
Lisa.
I do think she's a stunning-looking woman.
Don't you think she looks like Michelle Heaton, like an older version?
Nicole, we'll introduce you properly in a second. I quite fancy Lisa. Yeah, I do.
He's fancied her.
Oh, well.
He's fancied her for a long time as well.
She said yes! I quite fancy Lisa. She just doesn't know I exist. Wait till she comes out. I can woo her around. Yeah, isn't that funny?
I think Ian fancies me.
Oh, isn't that funny?
I've just got a feeling.
No, look, can I just say? It's the luck. how can you play? Producers, dear producers of Big Ears, you are all... How can you play the ladies?
You're hooked, aren't you? You're absolutely hooked.
Oh no!
You want me, don't you, babe?
You're waggling that beer bottle around as though it's a penis, and then putting it in your mouth. Jesus!
I'm giddy.
Yes. Okay. I have a few more of them, and I've got some special powder to put in the next one. I'm sorry about that. That was embarrassing and was uncalled for.
It's hilarious.
No, it wasn't. It was.
Cookie power!
No, it wasn't. It was.
Hilarious!
That was it. So you're with Mario. How's that going? All right.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, we're engaged. It's just a
we know we saw
whirlwind.
It. Telly.
It's like,
how surprising was it when he popped up in the back garden?
Total shock. Yeah. We thought it was a task going on. I'd just been jogging and was all sweaty and just Big Brother says, you know, usual task time, and we were talking about Mario, saying when did you meet him and how did you meet him and stuff, and there he was in the garden. It was a total shock, and it was like a movie.
Yeah,
it's very, very romantic.
It was romantic.
Lovely to see him.
It was romantic. It was all very good. It was just
I'm so happy.
I had to do Elton John and Kiki D with him on Friday. No, was it Friday last week on BBLB where he came dressed out as Elton John?
Oh yeah, I believe so. Yeah, yeah. He's good at that.
Yeah, he was. He was.
Had lots of practice.
What part of the Elton John has he had practice at?
He's always singing and dancing.
Oh, it's the singing part, not the lifestyle. The £25,000.
Woo!
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all spent now.
Has it? No, you've not.
No, I'm only joking.
But you've got that check they gave you. Was that a real check?
No, the money's already gone in the bank.
Oh,
and it was
okay.
Just like, you know, to...
Symbolic. It was a symbolic check.
Symbolic. But I thought it was real at the time, and I was...
They should have given you a big charity check. You know, the big ones that you get if you do, like, I don't know, a charity thing. That would have been good.
It's Big Brother.
What's it going to go on?
Going to buy my daughter a car because she passed a driving test a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And she's...
What's she done for the last 18 months, though?
We've just been running around everywhere,
okay.
And sometimes she borrows the car, and it gets a bit tricky between three if you're sharing a car. So car, definitely. Going to take Mario away for a nice romantic weekend. I'm going to treat my family.
Yeah.
And I'll probably, you know, save some, invest some, and leave it in the bank and be wise.
Don't be wise. Blow it all, woman, for God's sakes.
And I'm going to experience, yeah, Harvey Nichols for the first time, instead of putting £5 deposits down on things and not being able to pick them up.
There we go. It sounds. We got a call from New Zealand, of all places.
New Zealand.
It's Maria. Hello, Maria.
Where's that?
Where's that?
New Zealand.
It's near Australia.
Is that snowy?
Some bits of.
Oh no, I'm thinking of Switzerland, New Zealand.
Why are you
sorry.
Thinking of Switzerland when I say
it had
New
land
Zealand?
On the end. New Zealand, Switzerland.
Yeah. So is England.
That's Australia, isn't it?
No.
Oh God. I'm puddled since I got out of the house. And
yeah,
I'm
that
all...
excuse won't last for. So is it Marie or Maria?
Maria.
Now,
Maria.
Shall I tell everyone how you tell the difference between an Australian and a Kiwi from their accent? Can you say...
I know what you're going to say, but go on.
Can you say fish and chips for me?
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips, you see? They say fish and chips. Aussies say fish and chips.
Hello, Maria.
Yeah, OK, let's move on then.
Hey, Lisa, how
are you, love?
I'm okay. Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm just... It's absolutely amazing. I've had no sleep, I've just... It's all go, it's action-packed, it's
yeah.
bonkers, but I feel great, thank you very much, and a lot has happened, so I'm on a high. I feel really well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, really good. It was good that you had such a great reception when you came out, and
yes.
I was really happy that you did. I actually have a question for you.
Okay.
Oh, question.
who are you looking forward to seeing the most? I actually don't know if that's already been asked, but at the end of it all, apart from...
Out of the previous housemates...
Yeah, previous housemate.
Who are you looking forward to seeing the most out of
that
lot?
Well, funny enough, I've met a few tonight, which was Luke and Rebecca on 8. We filmed 8 to 10 Cats, a TV show about Big Brother. So I've seen Luke and Rebecca, so that was lovely to see them, Belinda. And I'm looking forward to seeing Sarah and Mikey that's left in the house.
Good. Yeah.
So I'm really close to them. They've been very supportive.
Another question. From day one, I've sort of been a little bit grossed out by Mikey and... I've come around quite a bit to him after he's been sticking up for Rachel and Sarah. What was he like in the house? Like, did you guys think he was a bit funny or?
It was. It's the thing is, Mikey. We all have different experiences with different housemates. Mikey was very respectable. And when Mario went, he supported me and he was always a good laugh and we had a scream and he was genuine and he'd fight your corner, he'd stick up for you and he'd talk sense. He was never like that with me. I've not experienced that, but some, you know, he might have had a different relationship with other housemates and had a bit of a cheeky laugh with them and stuff, but that's just his sense of humour. He's like a comedian.
He's been good the last couple of weeks, hasn't he? But Mikey is...
He's very funny.
Oh, he's been funny, but he's also been fighting as well. He had a go at Nicole. That was brilliant. And he's had a go at Rex as well. That was exciting when he had a fight with Rex.
Says what he thinks.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Good on him. Good
exactly.
On him.
Maria, who do you think is going to win? Not who do you want to win, who do you think is going to win?
Who do I think is going to win? I think Mikey will probably win.
I don't think he will.
Yeah. I don't want Sarah to win.
I know you're a big friend with her. I'm not such a fan, to be honest.
We're neighbours, yeah.
Yeah. No, not you. I was talking to Lisa. You look.
Sarah was lovely with me. She supported me. And if you have that bond in the Big Brother house, you're going to, you know, be honest about it.
Okay.
And if you don't click, you're going to say.
OK, listen, Maria, thank you for that. We've got a caller now. We've got Peter. Hello, Peter.
Good evening, Ian.
Good evening, Peter.
Oh, he's checking.
Well, it's not good, though, is it? Because Mohammed is out, and, of course, I was his super fan.
Oh, the super fan was a thing we did for 6 weeks, and then we didn't continue it. Yes, the super fan, yes. It is disappointing.
Yeah, I shed a bit of a tear, but I wasn't surprised he was first out, to be honest. And I was hoping Rex would go, but then I suppose lots of girlies like Rex, whereas Mohammed's not the most attractive.
Well, I think Mo's quite cute. He's quite good-looking, isn't he?
Oh, he's a character. He's very funny.
Yeah.
He's a very likable character.
Yeah.
It's just when you're living in that small space...
Bogey Mo.
It's become Bogey Mo now, yeah.
Well, you were bogeys. There. You were there when he ate the bogeys,
yeah,
weren't
you? It's just... It was my idea.
Oh, jeez.
I suggested it.
Why? Well,
just for a laugh, and I didn't think he'd do it. And he did. I was like...
Oh, he's
been a boat winner.
Yeah, well...
Apparently it was very salty. Mikey says I eat them and they're very salty.
Oh, well, Mikey's always got snot coming out of his face.
In the Big Brother house, we just wind each other up, so you never know.
Peter, what are you going to do now that Big Brother's coming to an end? What are you going to fill your Tuesday nights with?
Sleep lots, yeah. And just worry about Sunday evenings.
Oh, yeah, nice one. Thank you for that, Peter. Cheers, cheers that, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Here we go. What a giggly fella. Oh, look, what's that? You can say it. What are you scribbling on my script?
Maybe go into the package.
Oh, OK, lovely. Thanks. That's the producer has just come in there and said we should go to the package. That's exciting. Do you want another beer?
Yeah, I'll have another beer.
Come on, get a beer for the lady. Come on.
This is going down well. Oh, it's so fantastic drinking. I can drink because I can now.
You get him inside your girl. Go on, you deserve it. Nothing better than a drunk lady. Now, in a few minutes... I don't know what that means. I'm sorry, that sounds quite horrible. In a few minutes, I'm going to be speaking to the evicted housemates. But first, regular listeners will know that this show is very, very funny indeed. It's not tonight, Lisa, but generally it's hilarious. As Friday will be all about the final, we thought it was only right that we shared some of our Big Ears best bits with you. We've got some more coming later. Get ready to cry wee with laughter. That's a horrible thing to say.
Big Brothers, Big Ears.
Hello, I'm Ian Lee.
And I'm Gemma Kearney.
I have to explain that you're not just effing and blinding because you're annoyed. He has got Tourette's, which means he's going to swear. If you don't like it,
I would like Bex to win. Her breasts are sensational.
No.
Wow. Is he the one who's been complaining about his boner? Is that the one who's been...
Yeah, like 24-7, he said he's got a hard on. Yeah.
I'm surprised he haven't shown me. You know, I haven't been able to get up in the morning. Like, proper tenting.
Wow, you must be magic.
I am, through and through.
So, Merlin the Wizard, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am the wizard, the ultimate wizard, Merlin. There's only one Merlin.
Yes.
Who built Stonehenge.
Yes, where the druids play.
How old are you, Merlin, just out of total interest?
I'm ageless.
Okay.
Ageless, apart from my face.
So, about 52?
I have a direct link with George Orwell.
Oh, sweet God.
Ian sneakily just told me that he wants to lick Lisa's tit.
Hello, Ian. Dear Nine in the Big Brother house. And Ian's getting bored with it all. Everybody's getting boozed up on cider.
Yes, ooh, that is what I am talking about.
Love
me and you and him in here talking Big Brother. This is like a really sexy, horny dream.
Really,
this is real.
You're really scaring me.
Woo! Ian.
You know what I say, I speak my mind. I thought you were that little bit two-faced, but I like you, Luke. You're cute.
Shirley, from the clips I saw of you on YouTube, I can say the exact same thing.
Anyway, Leah, what can I do for you, you drunk old lush?
Why did you cut off the cheery girls?
She wasn't cheery, she was... Hey, Mikey, I'm going to get you eggs, man. I'm going to get you some eggs. Do you want to eat some eggs for breakfast? And he's leaning on the fence going, I don't like eggs. Oh, I don't like eggs. I just want cereal with water. Oh, I don't like And that's what jazz, proper jazz, sounds like in my head when I hear it.
We've got Colin on the line.
Oh, it's Colin.
How you doing, y'all right?
Hello, mate. How's it going?
Yeah, not bad. Can I ask a question for you straight away?
Go for your life, mate.
Wouldn't you like to just punch Rex in the face right now?
Yes.
Well, can I just say, as employees of Channel 4 and Endemol, yes, I would love to. Oh, yes, I'd love to.
Call now, 4871-210-48.
Interesting to see you did a mucky photo shoot for the Daily Star the other day.
Is that what you call mucky?
Yeah, I splashed out on a copy of that. It's excellent stuff. Are you going to do any more of those?
That's just elegance. Oh, that's...
You had your bra and pants
started, on. Yeah.
OK, good girl. Oh, it's time
for...
Warming
up.
Yeah, you nearly got your knockers out during that. Thanks.
Oh, they just slip out naturally.
Third beer for the lady, please.
Can we order another beer? Need
now,
one.
These are big ups. You won't know what these are. And you know what? It's the last week and I can't be asked to explain them. But here's some questions that people have sent in.
OK.
Who do you think will last longer, Bex and Luke or Jen and Dale? That's from Sasha Bell.
Bex and Luke.
Do you reckon?
Mm-hmm.
Forever? Forever love?
Lies, they're still very young, aren't they? So I'm not sure about that. But I think they connect, they have a laugh together, and I think they'll be good mates even if they split up.
Sasha Bell says, I think you should have won, by the way. I agree.
Thank you very much.
I had metaphorical money on you to win. I thought you were going to be in there. Everyone who voted you out is an idiot, and I don't want to speak to them.
Oh.
Big up! When you had the chance to win £50,000, says Alex90, if Sarah wasn't in there with you, who would you have said take... Hang on. If Sarah wasn't in there with you, would you have said take with any of the other housemates? And if so, who?
No, because I'd share. Because I won't deviate from that. I'm a sharing person, and I couldn't sort of take because it'd play my mind. I wouldn't like that.
Okay.
So I'd share.
But Rex would have taken it, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I know. But I'd leave that with him. You know, at least I didn't
take
it.
That's his karma. Yeah, yeah.
That's his.
Hey, screw these for a minute. You talked about one of the funniest things in the interview with Davina was your talk about the aliens and the UFOs that you saw.
Oh, I'm UFO mad.
Tell me about the UFOs you saw and they stole your tent.
Yeah, there was UFOs landed in the fields in Cheshire.
Yeah.
And we went to see it.
Yeah.
And we decided to camp there in the forest. And that night, we had a few woodpecker ciders. There's a few of us went down to
classy.
Camp.
Classy. It's a classy drink.
And I have to get that one in because people think you're crazy.
Yeah, yeah. You weren't crazy, you were just pissed.
I heard some noise.
Yes.
Weird noises, what I've described as alien noises, and there's a little green man in a bush.
Something like
that.
That's
what I saw.
Good afternoon to you.
Was it that sort of noise?
That's Belinda, Belinda, Belinda.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that?
And we
ran off because we were really petrified.
Yeah.
And we came back the next, well, several hours later. And the tent and everything had gone. So they've obviously removed the camping stuff for analysis.
But had there been were you just camping there or were you camping there because previously there'd been like UFO?
Because there's been UFO sightings that hit the papers.
Yeah, yeah, it's a famous spot. Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know whether, you know, I believe what I saw is true and that's, you know, I'll leave that with you. Very much so.
You leave that with me. Well, I'll ponder that. That's going to keep me. Hey, we've got Mrs.
I was frightened for ages.
I bet you were. Did they probe you?
I believe they were following me everywhere. I've got a bit paranoid.
Yeah, you would do.
But I got over it.
Get their anal probes out, then you're in trouble.
Yeah, but I do believe in flying objects and all that. And
well, aeroplanes.
Life on other planets.
Yes.
Very much so.
Yeah. Oh, you'd be a fool not to. Well, the odds are there's like an infinite number of planets. There's got to be life on one of them.
I know, and it's scary. Believe me, I think there's other. You know, you've got the Bermuda Triangle.
No, that doesn't exist. That doesn't exist.
And there's loads in the Loch Ness Monster.
Well, that
and
doesn't exist.
Bigfoot.
Well, no, hang on. You started off. We'll come to Mrs. Fraser. You started off well the UFOs, but then you just talked Loch Ness Monster. That's not real.
The Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, it's not real.
He's been spotted.
When?
He's got loads of humps, and he's.
When has
like
he been spotted?
Dinosaur.
When? When did this happen?
It's well known. It's so famous.
Well, no, I've heard of it, but it doesn't exist.
I've not met him. I mean, I've seen his believing, and that's why I believe, you know, in UFOs, because seeing his believing.
Yeah.
You've got to believe it to see it.
You know ghosts don't exist, don't you?
Ghosts. I've had out-of-body experiences.
Oh, really?
And I've seen ghosts.
What ghost did you see?
I've seen half lady. I've seen...
did you say half
lady? I've seen a head of a man. And nothing else.
So
and it was weird.
Head.
So I opened my eyes and I thought, that's a man's face then.
Oh, it's his face?
Sugar.
Yeah.
And I'd had no alcohol, so it's not related to, you know, alcohol.
Where did you... Where
and I've had... the piano started playing at home and there was nobody there.
Flip it. What song was it playing?
Some melody. I don't know what it was
Could you
called.
Sing a little snatch of it for us?
No, it's just like...
That is absolutely terrifying.
And I went, who's there? I said, is it you, sis? Because she plays the piano and there's no one there.
No.
It's bizarre. Unexplained things all the time.
Yeah.
It's crazy life. There's more to life than meets the eye, believe me. And we only use a quarter of our brains.
Sorry?
We only use a quarter of our brain power.
That's true.
Yeah, and believe me, when you tap into it, I believe I've tapped into a little bit more.
Yeah.
And that's why I can... see these things.
How have you tapped it? Okay, well, forget Big Brother because it's running out of steam anyway. It's coming to an end. It's a bit boring now. How do we tap into the other bit of your brain?
What you do is you've got to believe in it first.
Yeah.
Because if no belief, your belief makes
it
happen.
I believe.
Right, and then you've got to ask the universe to help you and tap into the universe.
How do you ask the universe to help you tap into? How do you do that? What do you say? Universe?
It's just the energy, remain calm, centered. Deep breaths. And you've got to be in the flow. It's like a lot of You've got to say you can.
Yeah.
Not you can't. You can.
What did you call me?
And you believe it, you can.
Okay. I thought the other... You, oh, can't.
You can. I, if you say can't, you can't. But if you can, you can.
Okay.
And you believe it's enough to create it.
Okay. Well,
and then things, doors open, believe me, because you can shut those obstacles.
I was going with it and then you said doors open. What doors are open?
Doors open for you. Yeah. If you, you know, because you create the barriers and you create the obstacles. And if you... You believe it and you let everything flow.
Yeah.
You have a more.
All right, let me go.
Right, we're going waffling on now. Go on, let me have another beer.
I believe Lisa will sleep with me tonight. I've asked the universe. I've opened up my flow. Do you have a look?
These are two extraterrestrial things. I can't even talk, say it. Extraterrestrial things was on about and.
Oh, I've brought it down to the human flesh. Let's go to Mrs. Fraser. Good evening, Mrs. Fraser.
Hello, love.
Hello, Mrs. Fraser. How are you? Oh, right. Now, you said last week that because Lisa got booted out, is this correct, you were going to stop watching Big Brother?
Boot me out. Oh.
Yes, I did. And I went before me today. I apologised because I was so angry, but I have calmed down now.
And have you been watching Big Brother?
Well, I didn't watch it all day Saturday because was so upset.
Yes.
But I have been watching it. I watched it tonight.
Yes. Do you remember we had a little bet on that, Mrs. Fraser? You owe me £50 now. You smoke.
Well, the girls are not on the
I didn't understand a word of that, but it sounded delightful. What did you think? Yeah, all right. Sedion, you all right? You falling over?
Yes.
Are you okay?
No, I'm sitting up.
Do you want us to call an ambulance?
No, you didn't have to. You don't have to call an ambulance tonight.
No. Okay. So, oh, you really should stop smoking.
Yes, I should.
Yes. Have you got a question for Lisa, who sat with me and is absolutely delightful?
Hello. Yes. What's the name? What's your name, darling?
Mrs. Fraser.
Hello, Mrs. Fraser.
Hello, Lisa, my darling.
Oh, lovely
call
to speak to you. Thank you very much. Oh, Margaret. Hello, Margaret.
Honour to speak to you too, my darling.
Oh.
And I was absolutely gutted when you went last Friday.
Oh, thank you.
I loved you all the way through. You were true to yourself.
Thank you. Yeah, I was just being myself.
And I sincerely hope that you and Mario are really, really happy.
Oh, that's lovely
when you get
of
married.
You.
And I wish the both of you all the best and the luck in the world, my love.
Oh, bless you. That's lovely.
Deserve it.
Thank you very much, Margaret.
Thank you very much. You take care of yourself.
All right. You too. Thank you
for
the
speaking. It's getting a little bit boring now. She was sweet.
She was lovely.
She was lovely. Absolutely lovely, but bonkers, if we're completely honest. Right, now.
Is there someone who's not so keen?
Yeah, can we? If you're not. Okay, well, let's do that.
Housemates, get them on.
If you're not keen to talk to Lisa, 0871 200 1048. That'd be quite nice. I'm not bothered.
Keep it clean.
Yeah, keep it clean. That's a good motto for life, isn't it?
Yeah, keep it clean.
Keep it clean.
Treat them mean, keep them keen.
Treat them mean, keep them clean.
Clean.
You know what mean. I mean? Yes.
I know what I mean, yeah.
Another beer for the lady.
Another beer, get me another one on order.
Jesus.
And a doner kebab, please. I've not had one of them for hours either.
For hours? Mario's. Doesn't Mario smell delightful?
Oh, he does. He's got this
Dolce & Gabbana. Dolce & Gabbana. Yeah, the original. It's the original.
And he's got Old Spice on as well.
Oh, what?
Old Spice.
He wears two
he's
at 43.
Once. He's 43. He's going back years.
He says
Chorus.
Lisa, he says he's 43. He's pushing.
He looks 30.
Well, no, he's pushing 50, isn't he?
I'd never know if he's 43 or not, believe me.
You have to cut his leg open and you count the rings. Count Mario's rings and see how...
What rings?
In his leg. Oh, no, I think the trees. Now, the bookies have decided their favourites. Mikey is the runaway leader. Then comes Rachel, closely followed by Sarah. Tonight, we're going to be looking at the favourites and see if they're worth your vote. First off, it's Rachel's turn.
Big Brothers. Big ears.
Don't do this to me. Don't do this to me.
You're making me eat cheese. Do you understand, Mikey? You're making me. I have no option. That's it. I'm just going to have to eat cheese.
This isn't a good idea before going to bed, Rachel.
But then I want to have some dreams, Mikey.
I have to go to a supermarket. I miss supermarkets. So I am definitely going to a supermarket when we leave. Tuck in. I'm going to leave these in the room and you can all help yourselves. Because it'll be really good. Because the spaghetti's burned all our systems up. If we all have some grapes, then it'll push it through and we'll all go to the toilet and feel better.
I mean, the thing is, though, Rex, like, to you, yeah, I'm probably the most boring person ever. Because, you know, like, just the way you are...
Not your that, style. Just you're extremely annoying.
I'm not, oh, yeah, I am annoying.
Okay,
guys, hate me, hate me, but what's generally that? Taste their cake and then tell me that I've made the wrong decision. I'm going for hell. Try their cake. I just wanted to say a big, 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 big thank you for all the beans and the cheese, because that now means I can make cheddar cheese sauce on the weekend.
I've lost so much stuff.
Yeah, I've lost all my underwear as well.
The show, I've thoroughly enjoyed it and I do not regret coming on here.
OK, on the phone now, we've got Rachel's mum, Julia. Hello, Julia.
Hi, Ian.
How's it going? You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Now, Rachel, did you think Rachel was going to go out tonight?
To be honest with you, any one of them could have gone tonight.
Yeah.
We were prepared for Rachel to be going. We had her suitcase, as usual, with some clean clothes in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was just one of those nights that you really didn't know what was going to happen.
Do you think she has what it takes to become the winner of Big Brother 9 2008?
Well, people always say that girls do not win Big Brother. But
Kate
Lawler,
case in point.
Yeah,
there,
I mean,
yes.
Kate being sort of the only one.
Yes, the exception to the rule.
And obviously Nadia.
And,
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But, you know, from that point of view, a lot of people say, no, she can't win because of that. But I actually think that it's not impossible.
Yeah.
Mikey is absolutely fantastic, and Rachel really thinks the world of Mikey. So even if she did sort of come second or third or fourth or even fifth to Mikey, she'd still be happy anyway.
Hey, did you see Rachel getting a bit of a metaphorical kicking from Rex earlier on today?
Oh, that's a shock.
Yeah, well, he was laying into her. He was having a right old go.
Oh, that's not like Rex. Well, I've heard Rachel laugh.
She handled herself quite well, didn't she, Julia?
She does handle herself.
She does, and she does handle herself quite well in those sort of situations. Thing is, with Rachel, she doesn't explode. She's actually inherited it off me. She tends to think rather logically. And when you sort of put her in that sort of a situation, something kicks in.
Yeah.
And she becomes even more sort of in control of the situation than people realise.
Well, you do know that she sounds like her, doesn't she?
She does.
Oh, you should hear some.
I've seen a photograph
of her. My other daughter as well.
Yeah.
The three of us, we have, our voices are so similar. I've had some really interesting conversations with her boyfriend.
Oh, you've not?
You've talked
dirty with Rachel's boyfriend?
Well, no, not dirty, but it's sort of, you know, you get a phone call and either Sam's boyfriend or Rachel's boyfriend, it's sort of, oh, hi, I just want to bring it. Whoa, hold on, it's me.
Yeah, and they go, well, you're not bad, love. I like an older woman. Anyway,
well,
so I'm touching. Now, Lisa, you were saying you were upset with Rachel because she was getting it on with your fella.
Yeah, sadly. Hello, Julia.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello, lots about you. And Rachel really sings your praises. She
no
loves you
problem.
To bits. I've seen your photograph and you look really glowing. You're beautiful. Rachel, I think she's been the most consistent housemate. Yeah. I think she does play it down a little bit to play it safe, and that's great. She's got a great personality and she's very, very pretty. And she's got a beautiful
come
figure.
Come on, get to the meat of this sentence.
However, she came between me and my Mario and she did a lot of flirting. And that's why me and Rachel didn't hit it off, because I'm a nice, genuine girl. And I'm sure, you know, generally Rachel is, but she's a bit younger than me.
So
there's a lot
the
of
issue.
Flirting going on. And she admitted to it, Julia. And so, she, you know, that's...
No, actually, Lisa, and she's
Mario
never flirted with Mario.
Yes, go.
When you get time and you start looking back over some of the recordings...
You've only seen...
She wasn't. I actually watched the live feed too. I actually record the live feed and then actually fast forward to them. And then I save any snippets that Rachel's in onto DVD.
No, it's very... I'm a very astute lady and I've had a lot of experiences. And I will tell you, I've lived in the house with Rachel, and when me and Mario was reunited, it was me, Mario and Rachel. I don't know what got shown and what you saw, but she followed us into the bathroom. She's with us. She jumped on the bed. She was with us. She was sunbathing in the garden. She was in the kitchen with us. She sat on the couches with us. And she had eye contact for Mario, I'd say 70%, and about 20-30 to me. And she pouted her lips and just stayed round him. It was too intense. She might not be flirting. Give her the benefit
she
of the doubt.
She does pout a lot. She's a natural pouter.
Right, she's but it was too intense. So say she wasn't flirting, she was very, very intense. It's like in your space all the time. And we went into the Big Brother diary room and said, as Rachel looked to a task, because she's with us all. And I thought it was strange that she was very, very clingy. And then she said...
the reason why she's been clingy with you...
She said that I was like...
Ollie, so let Julia have a go. Go on, Julia.
Yeah, Rachel's never sort of been in a situation where she's been that far away from either myself or at least a member of her family. What she saw in you and Mario were sort of figures that she could look up to. It was nothing sexual. It wasn't sort of that she was lusting after Mario.
It was a young person looking at the older generation.
Exactly, it was.
But the
and
signals...
Rachel's quite sort of in her own way. She doesn't...
I think she doesn't
have eyes for anyone else apart from her boyfriend.
And I saw her boyfriend on BBLB. He's a very nice looking fella.
The thing is, Juliet.
He is lovely.
Oh, no, don't fight.
When you're in a house the way that you were, and you're in the way that you were, imagine things. And to be honest with you, if you speak to anybody who sort of actually watched, some of the claims that Mario has claimed since he's been out of the house are totally false. Mario, according to the papers, if you believe what the papers say, say that Rachel actually took her top off, was sitting next to you. She sexually harassed Mario.
Wow.
Have you read the article?
Well, I know whenever me and Mario went to the garden to sunbathe, Sean did a bikini at the back. And she was sunbathing with us, and she always spoke to Mario.
Ladies, come on, time out.
This is World War, Rachel.
I know, this is...
Listen, we've sorted it out, we're friends.
It sounds like it.
And I wish Rachel all the best, but it just put a barrier between me and Rachel, and
Julia,
it's how you feel.
Listen, for people sitting on the fence, they're not sure who they're going to vote for, what would you say to them to encourage them to vote for Rachel?
To encourage them to vote for Rachel, I would just actually say vote for whoever your favourite is.
Yeah.
Whether it's Rachel, then that's fine. If it isn't, then don't vote for Rachel.
You must be well looking forward to seeing her at the weekend, whatever happens.
Oh, we've missed her unbelievably.
Yeah. Juliet, listen, best of luck. Have a lovely night Friday night.
OK.
And thanks for coming on.
No problem.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Right, we'll take one quick call, then we'll rattle on. Oh, it's 10 past 12 already.
Wow.
Quick, neck name, you can get another one in.
Get another one in.
Christine!
Hi.
Hello, Christine. We've got a question for Lisa, have you?
Well,
hello,
before
Christine.
I come back, can I just say what the British public are doing, not getting Morning Darnell out and Rin Tin Tin?
Doesn't make sense, does it?
It's insane, isn't it?
It's just, it's crazy. There's some really brilliant characters gone out of the Big Brother house very early on. Really great characters.
You're really down to earth. You got on with the tasks and you've never mourned once. And I think you should have been in the final.
Yeah, you should have done, totally.
My question is, what's been the happiest moment... The saddest moment and the funniest moment.
Go for the three-way question, the tri question, and the fourth part of the question. Yes. But bear in mind, we finish in 20 minutes, Christine.
For the last 3 days, apart from Mario, who would you set back in?
Okay, so right, very quickly, the happiest moment.
It's the engagement.
Oh yes,
for me.
Of course,
well, that's for me. Yeah, everyone's different.
That's what she's asking.
Oh yeah, this is the engagement, babe. It was the most happiest time of my life. Because I've never ever been engaged and I've been single, for many years. Yeah, and I've loved Mario very much. Never been married.
Well,
so
did you?
It's worth waiting for.
If I ever got engaged, I would like do it like privately and stuff. Did you not think, this should be a private?
Oh no, I thought that would.
Well, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the lady who got engaged on telly.
No, because I suppose it was nice to share it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Nice to share it, and you got that reaction from me, and it was just an amazing moment. I'll never forget it, and I'll treasure that forever.
Okay, very quickly, because we're going to speak to Mo and Kat hopefully in a minute. The funniest moment,
The electric shocks, definitely.
Oh yeah, that was good.
We cried. I cried with laughter. Oh, it was so painful, and we was just dreading the next klaxon because we knew the shock would, shock us.
Oh, absolutely. The worst part of being in there.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the food.
Really?
Just not being... Yeah, when you're on low budget and you have rice, lentils and chickpeas and I was poorly, I kept being sick and stuff like that.
Very windy.
Yeah, it was, and IBS. Yeah. Oh, swollen stomach.
You should have been in the final with Mike. You give Mike a run for his money.
Oh, I love him to bits.
Christine, listen, thank you very much for that. 0871 200 1048 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. More of your calls after this.
Hi, I'm Steph. You can contact us by calling 0871 200 1048. Calls cost 10 pence a minute from BT Landline. Calls from other networks may vary and from mobiles will cost considerably more. Terms and conditions for our phone and text services can be found at channel4.com/Big Brother.
Big Brother. Sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Okay. She's belched it. You just belched.
Oh, you dirty cow. I've done that on live radio.
Well, it's not really radio.
Oh, it's gassy. It's very gassy.
It is very gassy, the beer there.
You still like me? handsome.
Yeah, I like.
I got the hats on me.
I like girls that are a bit blokish in that kind of way. That they're a little bit, you know, they don't mind. But stop everything! It's Bogey Mo on the line.
Bogey.
Hello, Mohammed. How are you?
Hey, sexy mama.
Oh, I can't believe tonight. I'm dying to watch it. Can't wait to watch it. Because you were dressing up, weren't you?
You've
gone out dressed as a lady, have you? Is that right?
Come again?
Have you dressed up as a lady? Have you gone out dressed as a lady?
No, I did not go. I did not go out. I was basically, it was my turn. Everyone was dressed as Mofro.
Oh,
so,
right.
I was dressed as normal. So Katrina came out dressing like half Rex, half her.
All right. I heard rumor on the vine said you was all had to dress as ladies and men and stuff like that.
Yeah, we had to dress as Katrina, Rachel, and then everyone else, Mikey, etc. And we have to be blindfolded as well for Mikey. The goggles are back.
Hey, Bogey, guess what?
Lisa,
I'm never going to meet you. I can get away with it. Lisa and Mario weren't watching tonight because they were filming an episode of 8 out of 10 Cats.
I've seen Luke and Rebecca and Belinda. It's wicked. How are you feeling, Mo? Huh? Was it a shock? How are you feeling?
It was a shock and a half, and I did enjoy the crowd as well. I was just like, you know, I didn't get booed, but I didn't get Lisa.
Oh, Lisa. You got a good reception.
I had a good...
You had a very good reception, man. You had a really good reception.
Was that very good?
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, thank you.
God, it's a long time, isn't it?
I was crying as well. Just like tears coming down.
Big baby.
I need to wipe it off. I'd love to see you, Lisa, again. When can I see you?
Friday. I think we're all going to meet up on Friday.
Friday, yep. Definitely sexy mama.
Oh, Bogey, listen.
Don't bring Mario, please, yeah?
Oh, Mario's coming.
There's a queue for a little bit of Lisa action going. Hey, I'm at the front of this queue, mister. All right, back off.
What do you expect? She's a MILF.
Yes, well, she is. You know what that stands for, don't you, Lisa?
Yes.
Listen, Mo, good to talk to you, man. Can you pass us over to Kat? Is she there?
Yeah, hold on, Kat.
What is MILF?
Cookie power! Kat?
I'm glad you have a great wonderful
week. Oh, Kat, were you shocked, babe? How are you, love?
I'm okay, thank you very, very much. But it's one shock, actually.
It's a shock.
Very shock because it's sometime in midweek. However, it's great. I have a good time. I enjoy all the experience of coming out and share my moment with Mo. We have a good time together.
And you see Prince Charming?
I look forward to seeing him. I haven't seen him yet, but I'm so looking forward to seeing him. And Mo already said he don't want to be next door to me in the hotel room. Oh, yes.
We're all in the same hotel on Friday, Kat, so we're going to have some. We'll have some fun. And just have some cookies and you'll be wicked.
Yeah,
but well done. You've done very,
eye.
Very, very well to
Thank you
get
so
that
much.
Far.
You have a amazing week for you to leave out to. So thank you, Lisa. Thank you. I look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you in a couple of days.
Please say hello and send my record to Mario too.
I will do.
It's been
a high. I'm on a high. I'm loving it. So. It's great getting out of the house. You'll love it, honestly. Freedom, guys. Enjoy it.
It is.
Mo, listen, man. When you were sat there with Davina, there are a lot of chicks. Some of them munters, but some of them all right looking, who obviously had the hots for you. Did you take your pick of beauties and select several?
I'm a speechless in this department here, so I couldn't decide who should go. They're all great. They're all good looking.
They all want a bit of Mo.
They were all my type. So,
can I just say as well, I've met your brother a couple of times doing this.
And everybody has.
He's been whoring himself all around the TV. What a nice young man he is.
Thank you. He's not like me. Is he?
No, he's very well brought up. He's very. He was, funnily enough, when I was on BBLB with him the other week, there were some sexy dancers there. He was cracking onto them as well. can I just say though, he crashed and burned, sir. He got blown out.
My younger brother.
Hey, well, listen. Yep. Have a lovely few days. Enjoy yourself on Friday. And this is
good. Stop calling me Bogey Mo.
Okay, Bogey. Nice to talk to you, mate.
Bogeyman.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Bogeyman away.
What was exciting about that was we had Mo and Kat on the phone. Didn't talk about Big Brother once. Didn't mention Big Brother.
No, they sound really excited.
Don't they sound excited? Yeah.
They sound because it is a release. Because, like I say, Mo was getting and Kat were getting very stressed the past few weeks.
Yeah.
It's a very testing time. And you do, like, your character, like, is suppressed and it's very temperamental. Everyone's, like, really stressed.
It must be weird coming out, like, but, like, properly weird, because 1 minute you're in the house.
And then you
even more with them, because they came out straight away. It's like, you're next, you're out. And you, at least you had, like, an hour to kind of get yourself ready and accustomed to it. But you're in the house, you've been in the house for 3 months. Suddenly, you're out in front of 100, 500 people, whatever, shouting, cheering, booing, whatever. It must be weird.
I won't say weird, it was absolutely fantastic.
Oh!
Absolutely.
I'm getting told what to do, but I need to ask you this, because I missed this, I was away. I missed the bit when you ran out. What was that all about? I missed it.
That was. I was having a bad week. I was missing Mario and my daughter.
Yeah.
I'd had a bit of a row with Rex that week.
Oh, what a surprise.
That's a surprise,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, it's horrible.
And I'd been in hell for 3 weeks and I was exhausted, I was shattered.
Yeah.
And I just thought, and then Nicole came in the house, all due respect, and was with Rex, and I just thought, I want to be with Mario. I've had enough.
Yeah.
I was in hell, I was exhausted, tired, and I thought, I'm going to go.
How
I charged out like a bull.
How did you get out?
Best feeling, I smashed the door in.
Did you?
The handle, it's like, they teach you how to do it.
Yeah.
I just escaped and I nicked the security guard's coffee and then I had a little think, calmed down and went back. And I'm glad I did now because I got a letter off Mario the next day or 2 days later and I felt really like reassured. I was getting a bit paranoid and fed up. It was like a mid-brother crisis.
I like it. I've got to press some buttons now because I'm a bit late. Excuse me.
Hi, I'm Bex. Call 0871 200 1848 or text EARS to 83188.
Okay, the favourite to win on Friday night is Mikey. In spite of the Brussels sprouts thing, though.
Oh, he was determined character. But very strong.
He was chewing them, then spitting them out, then drinking the mush.
Oh, he's got great table manners. He's got etiquette.
Oh.
Or is it equity? No, because I... Etiquette.
You sure?
No, I used to say the other one, I got it right. No, I got to get it right, didn't I? Go on, carry on.
Let's find out why everybody likes Mikey.
Big Brother is listening.
All day long, I've been trying to find out, am I going to stay in hell or am I going to stay in heaven? And apparently, the latest is that I have to stay in hell because I'm not capable of staying up late.
Who says that's not my idea of having fun?
You're the most miserable person I have ever met in my entire life, Rex. Rachel observed it this morning when the alarm was going off. Heaven and hell, the goldfish were very scared.
It's licorice.
Licorice.
I hate... If I hear somebody saying licorice, I want to have a brain hemorrhage.
Would you give up your banana to people?
Maybe, why?
What do you mean, maybe? You know, if you were just helping me, we should forfeit the stuff to one of the athletes.
Okay.
So maybe about it.
All
right. He stuffed a pickled egg right up the nose.
It's Mikey's dad, Grant.
Hello, Grant.
Hello.
Hello. Do you know what? Hello, Grant. Can I talk to Grant now?
Of course you can, Lisa.
Do you know what? I absolutely love your son. He's such a nice, genuine guy. He's hilarious. He's a natural. And he supported me and Mario all the way through the show. And he deserves to win. And I really hope he wins. I'm rooting for him.
Yeah, I hope he does win too.
And we're very proud of him.
Grant, you're right, man. You sound a bit down. What's wrong?
Yeah, I'm fine. I was a bit tired, actually. I was just wondering why you were on your phone or not.
Have we kept you up?
Yeah, I'm struggling to keep my eyes open, but I'm all right now.
All right, fella. Well, listen, we won't keep you long then. How's it been watching him on the Big Brother?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It really is.
What?
Inspiration, so yeah.
Can I ask about the Brussels sprout incident? Because that was rank, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was one of the... That was on a par with Bogey Moe.
Oh, well. Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
Are you like that, Grant?
What, Brussels sprouts?
Do you like Brussels sprouts?
No, not really, no.
It's not, in terms of interviews, it's not the best question ever, Lisa. So maybe, you know, do you like Brussels sprouts? Not great.
Oh, no, he's something been, original.
He wants to go to bed, this fella, and you're going, do you like Brussels sprouts?
I'm looking forward to meeting you, Anna. Just get that one in quick, because I'm going to see Mikey soon.
Do you think Mikey's going to win it? He's the favourite, Grant.
Yes, I think he's going to win it.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Hands down. Yep. He deserves to.
Well, Grant, listen, bless you for staying up so late. We'll let you go. Enjoy Friday night and enjoy seeing Mikey when you do.
Yeah, thanks.
Cheers, fella. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Nice fella. sounded very pissed off that we called him up, didn't he?
He's just a bit off asleep. You know what it's like when you're off asleep. You're not all there, are you?
Well, but, you know...
You know, he's just chilling. He sounded very laid back and relaxed.
Yeah, but he sounded a little bit too relaxed. He sounded grumpy and sleepy and didn't want to talk to us.
And?
I feel bad because, you know, I want this to be an enjoyable experience for everyone. But I don't think Grant enjoyed it.
You don't think?
I feel bad for him now. It's ruined my day.
Oh, well.
Oh, well, it's tough, isn't it?
Can't win all the time.
Oh, we got a phone call. Look, hang on, we got a call. This is very exciting. This is...
I'm excited. This is very exciting.
From a Lisa fan. He was at the eviction.
Lisa fan.
It's only someone called Paul.
Oh, he was there?
Yeah.
Is it the one who gave me a custard cream?
Hiya.
Hello, Ian.
I want to dunk my custard cream in your hot, hot tea. What Did I'm you? Really talking about is my penis and your vagina. That's what
so
he was
down the eviction night,
about,
babe.
Was it? Paul.
Hello.
Yes.
Hiya.
Say something.
How are you?
Yeah. Hello, how are you, Paul?
Hello.
Was you there on the eviction
Hello.
Night?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good, but we were supposed to go into Big Mouth, but then they filled it up before we got there, so we was left standing in the cold.
Oh,
no.
Oh, I've got hiccups, sorry.
I felt so bad for Kat, though. She was crying.
Was she? I know she's very emotional, isn't she? She's all right. She's got cookie power. She'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Paul, so why were you such a fan of Lisa?
I just found her Lisa-ism so funny. And my favourite Lisa moment was when she was dressed as a zombie in the diary room and she said something like, me and Mario go out like this because we are mad.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. When
have you ever been out like a zombie?
We went to Bernardo's and we just said...
What, the children's home?
No, Bernardo. You know, the Oxfam shop. And we gave each other a fiver and said, spend a fiver, we're going to dress up and go out tonight in the outfit. And we went out as bad people.
Crazy!
And I put flour and foundation.
You're too crazy!
Put it on the face, blacked our teeth out, and went to the local wine bar.
Wow.
We were lucky we got in. But it's amazing the reaction you get, people.
I bet. Because you see two bonkers people like that.
And we just had a laugh. It's one of those, belly laughs. Oh, you've got to do it, man.
How did you laugh? Do the laugh that you did. Paul, listen, we're going to say goodbye just because the phones have suddenly gone mental all of a sudden. Let's go. Thank you, Paul. Let's go to... Oh, hang on. I'm phoning someone here. Wow, that's exciting. Hello, Maria. Oh, I've broken the phone system now. I'll let them sort that out. I've broken the phone system here. Have we got any more calls? Who's that? I'm going to take this call. I don't even know if... Oh, they've gone. They've all buggered off at the last minute.
Has everybody gone?
Yeah. Means we've got 3 minutes to fill.
So it's just you and me then?
Just you and me. Do you fancy an arm wrestle? Yeah, come on, let's have an arm wrestle.
Make sure I win.
Hang on. Go. Come on, do it properly.
Oh, you mean properly?
Oh, jeez! Ah! It's making me horny though. I get a little.
He's enjoying this, is he?
A little chubby. Ah!
Hey, it's neck and neck at the minute.
Yes.
Neck and neck.
Come on!
Ah!
Oh!
Ah! Ah!
Yeah! Yeah, I'm gonna win!
I'll let him win. Oh my god, he's so strong, that's what I like. Mighty fine.
That's my sex breath.
Biceps,
Maria!
Biceps are bouncing now.
Hello!
Hello, Maria, we got you at last.
Oh!
I've just decided the show's going on for an extra hour tonight. Yeah?
That's right.
High five!
High five!
That's what I'm talking about. The show, the drinks are on me.
He's mad!
Yeah!
Crazy. Maria. Maria, it's not going on an extra hour because I want to go home. What can we do for you?
Oh, I just want to say, Lisa, I'm so gutted. I was devastated when you came out. I think I cried all night long.
So, whoa.
Maria,
you cried all night long because Lisa got kicked out of Big...
I did.
Yes,
I've been really gutted.
Get a boyfriend.
I've got a boyfriend and two kids. My friend had to comfort me.
You've got kids? Happy. You're responsible for children and you cry because someone got kicked out of Big Brother?
Seriously, because Lisa got kicked out. She was the true winner of the show. She's amazing.
Oh, that's really nice
of you. Absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Lisa, I want to come to your wedding.
No, you're not going to the wedding because I'm going. Dee!
Everyone's going. The whole world's going.
Oh,
really? Hello, Dee. You're the last call of the night.
There.
Yes.
Hi. I just wanted to ask Lisa if there was any sexual tension between her and Ian.
things, you know. She found out he was her biggest fan.
That's me, Lisa. I've been sat here for the last hour talking to me.
You've just said who's in. I'm sorry.
They'll be saying who's Lisa in a week. Don't worry.
I'm on another planet at the minute.
Yes. Is there any... Well, say the question again, Dee.
Is there any sexual tension between you and Ian since you found out he's your biggest fan on the outside world since you got out of the house?
I'm flattered. Yeah, I'm absolutely flattered.
You didn't know who I was.
I don't know anything about him, and then all of a sudden you catapulted into the world, and it's all right, you're chatting to Ian.
You're just making it.
We just had an arm wrestle, and he's.
That wasn't my arm strong. You were wrestling. Right, Dee, thank you for that.
Thank you, Dee.
One final question, Lisa.
Okay.
Who's going to win Big Brother?
Mikey.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think Mikey or Sarah.
Yeah.
I think Mikey will win, but. Sarah, I love Sarah as well, but I think Mikey will win.
I reckon Rex is going to be a surprise.
But Rex could be runner-up. Yeah. I think he's going to be Rex, Sarah and Mikey in the last three.
Yeah. I said it first and you said it.
No,
so
because I said it before.
Well, but I said it, so he's copying.
Yep. Copycat.
Well, that's all we've got time for. Thanks, Lisa.
That has been great chatting to you.
It's been all right, isn't it? Thanks to Mo and Kat. And the parents of Mikey and Rachel. Thanks to everyone who got in touch. Join us on Friday at 11:30 p.m. straight after Big Brother's Big Mouth for the last ever Big Brother's Big Ears.
And don't worry, Rachel's mum. Everything's, it's pretty cool. It's just how,
Just don't like Rachel. She tried it on with your man.
She's just a flirt.
Yeah. Finish that beer. Gemma's going to be back on Friday for an extra special final night jamboree. For now, though, get your telly on and please put them away. I don't need to see them at the moment. And you can watch Big Brother live through the night. See you next time. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Big Brother's Big Ears. Go to the website for more. Channel4.com/Big Brother.
Marjorie uses her Liberty Sim to text her secret lover, Doris. Big Brother, sponsored by the Liberty Sim from Virgin Mobile.